Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I want to extend a bright and a beautiful good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world to help me welcome intuitive energy healer and spiritual guide, Louise Mattson. We're going to talk about living New Earth now. Message from the heart tree. We'll talk about what that is and really get into all of this today. So welcome home, luminous light leaders, love activators, consciousness conductors, humble hearts and starlight messengers to this grand cosmic homecoming, a homecoming of you with the totality of you. These fragments flowing home so you may realize the eternal divine you. So let's gently yet boldly soar into the depths and the heights of healing and expansion together today. This is your safe haven. It's a sacred space and a soulful sanctuary for connection, renewal, restoration, resurrection, and rejuvenation. It's also a unity community to empower you and liberate you as you come into communion with your divine essence. So let's join together, heart to heart today, explore new divine cosmic kingdoms of consciousness to realize that totality of your essence that I just mentioned. Let yourself feel the flow of freedom with us today, a fluid integration with your divinity. I really see this sacred circle and community as a transformational temple of illumination. So I want to invite you to let the elixir of blazing light, is how I see it, these streams of light and love, gently dissolve any lingering patterns that you've come with today of suffering, of separation, and allow these stability structures of all these divine supportive beings and these supportive spheres of light to secure you as you really untether yourself from any of those cords or disentangle yourself from any disempowering agreements and melt away patterns of fear, unworthiness, judgment, all of that. We want you to access more of you, the true you. So I encourage you to set the intention to release any shields of armor created from wounded moments in time that we've been talking about here lately, and see yourself opening up this this pure pearlescent portal of possibility and potential, which is available right here and now. I do want to ask my favorite question, and that is, what is the best that could happen here today with Louise and all of us? Well, let's intend to see, hear, communicate, and perceive clearly, and listen from a receptive state so we can take in the messages and the healing energy that will liberate us in new ways. So I invite you to come into this time together with pure presence. Bring your breath very consciously into this sacred circle and divine ceremony, and set a very clear personal intention for what you wish to experience today. And then visualize this sphere of rainbow light filling all of us here in the sacred circle as you declare and proclaim that intention. And visualize these crystalline water, diamond water sparkles just streaming and bathing through you, nourishing these seeds of your soul's intentions. This is a magical space today, and I'm excited to welcome Louise here. It's her first time. I want to tell you a little bit about her. Again, we're talking about living New Earth now. Louise is an intuitive conscious channel, a conduit for energy healing, a best-selling co-author, a way shower, and a spiritual mentor and guide. Louise channels source energy, sharing the messages through her Source Speaks blog post, her channeled healing journeys, and her healing work. Her sole purpose and mission is to guide and assist people along their path from disempowerment to standing in their sovereignty and radiating their light openly into the world. Today she'll share her recent heart activation work with the Equinox Energies. You'll receive a guided activation with a message from the heart tree. We'll talk about the importance of sovereignty and holding your sovereign space, plus how unconditional love is linked to sovereignty, and how living in this unified field of connected consciousness through your open heart field, what that's like. We're going to get into that. We will be doing some live calls later. So press star 2 to raise your hand. Louise will provide some mini healings for those of you out there who are ready for that. I'm really excited to co-create some magic together with Louise today. So let us get started. Please join me in extending waves and waves of love, light, and joy to Louise as a welcome her to the show. So Louise, welcome, beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Can you feel the magic flowing?
I can.
Wow. You are a very magical being. I'm so grateful to have this opportunity to showcase and highlight you and your work, Louise. So since it's your first time here, let's start with a little bit of your background. You know, what brought you into this work that you're doing, and whatever you feel is important to share.
Well, I came in knowing who we are. I came in as an awakened soul, and I felt that in a way throughout most of my life was a curse, because I came into a very, very asleep family, and literally shut down everything. I locked all of my gifts, my talents, my ability to channel and heal away, because it was definitely not accepted and acknowledged as a good thing at that time. And this is something that I did very consciously at a very early age, and I think many other people are like that as well and had similar experiences. But even though I actually literally locked it in a box and put it away inside myself and kind of threw away the key and said, I'm not going near that again, just to kind of fit in, be loved, accepted. The universe, you can't actually do that. You know, I mean, you are who you are. We are all multidimensional beings. And, it comes through. It comes through. And the gifts and talents are used throughout your life. It's just that we deny them to ourselves. And so we feel disconnected. We feel separated. But all of those really are the illusion. And so the universe, you know, gave me various nudges in different directions, leading me along my path to train in healing arts and connecting into still working very much in alignment with the earth and natural ways. But again, you know, most of my life I was denying this to myself, just trying to be normal, just trying to fit into the...
I remember
the
that
mundane
too.
World. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. I think everybody listening can probably relate to that, you know, to some degree. You just want to fit in. You want to feel like, you know, you kind of do feel like an outsider as a light being who came in, you know, kind of awake. It's like, whoa, what is happening here? You know? And
absolutely.
you shrink that light a little bit just so you don't stand out like so strange. I remember I did that for years as a child, and it wasn't until later high school years, college years, you know, where it started letting it out again. And so I can relate to that. So, and I imagine it was kind of a conventional family that you were raised in, from what I'm feeling, as was mine.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
Okay.
My father was in the Air Force, and it was just not the done thing to have a daughter who placed her hands on people and took their pain away and told them what was going on with them, when there's absolutely no way that she would know that.
Right. Where's the proof, right? kind of thing. Well, I'm grateful that for those cosmic nudges and things that led you into really reclaiming who you are, your truth, your light, your power and sovereignty. And now that's what you're devoted to helping others do. So I know you work as a conscious channel. You bring in, the highest vibrational beings, angels, archangels, galactics. Talk a little bit about that. How long have you considered yourself a conscious channel?
Well, again, I mean, this was from birth. I mean, I remember some of my earliest memories were basically stating that I didn't want to speak to dead people. I didn't want to bring through messages from any being that was still very much connected to their ego. I wanted to go straight to the top. I wanted to only channel that which is within the greatest and highest good for people. And so I was, you know, I basically made this commitment from a very early age to only channel those frequencies, those vibrations, those beings that were of the highest divine love and light. So yeah, that was from a really early age. And like I say, when I really started to allow that back in, mm-hmm. that truth remained. I mean, that was never, that never really went away. I mean, one of my mantras as a small child was, I am a clear and perfect channel of the highest vibrations of divine love and light. And so for me, I have channeled energies. I feel the energy. I'm one of my strongest gifts, as it were, was clairsentience and claircognizance, just this sense of knowing and this ability to feel. But then as I've allowed myself to really fully commit to the fact that I am a channel and I am a conduit for energy healing, because it benefits clients to connect with a representation of the higher energetic beings, then I have had more connection with names. You know, I can say who it is that I'm connecting to, or the fact that it's an angelic energy or a fairy energy or a dragon energy, or, you know, the various different dimensional aspects of our own being, because really, truly, that's what they are.
Mm-hmm. Right. And what about your galactic family? Are there particular collectives that you are most in resonance with?
Well, this again was really interesting, because this was a part of my journey. I don't know if you know Steve Noble, but
yes, I do.
He's a beautiful soul, and he did a transmission called the Blue Ray, something or other. I can't remember exactly what it was. And at the time when I was fully allowing myself to open up and fully commit, which was I don't know, about eight or so years ago. I heard that transmission as, you know, one of those synchronistic events, which is just beautifully kind of appears on your YouTube mm-hmm. channel. And it struck me so much. I was absolutely, it was like coming home. And so I strongly resonate with Sirius. Mm-hmm. But I have also connected recently with the Arcturian energy and the Pleiadian energy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, definitely. Sirius was the first, and very strongly, but then also the Arcturians and the Palladians have come through subsequently. But again, for me, it really depends on who I'm working with,
right.
And who I'm connecting in with, because I'm channeling for them, and therefore it's who they resonate most with. It's the galactic families of those that I'm working with that come through, as opposed to necessarily the ones that are mine, as it were,
right.
Within my lineage.
Right. Well, our topic for today was Living New Earth Now, Message from the Heart Tree. So talk about this heart tree. And you're going to be sharing a guided activation with a message from the heart tree later, but describe what the heart tree is to you.
So I was gifted with connecting with a lady called Carol Nyack on one of the seasons of the Mundane to Magical Summit, which, again, was also part of my committing to my service work. And she works very, very closely with the Arcturians, where she channels POR from the Arcturians. And she invited me to join her on some grid work during the equinox for some earth activation, earth healing. So we were down in UK around Stonehenge area, which is the heart chakra of the earth. And we connected in on one of our, you know, one of the power spots that we were guided to go to with this particular tree. And it came to me that it was the heart tree. And it was very much where I was to connect in with this heart chakra of the earth. And that is where I brought through the activation that I'm going to guide people through. So that activation actually came through on the equinox this year. And it was all part of the heart activation, heart healing of the earth that we were doing. So yeah, really powerful energies this equinox, incredibly powerful and very much linked to the new moon energies that we've just gone through with the new moon in Aries as well. And so yeah, this heart activation work that we undertook, it was really bringing through, opening us up as individual divine sparks, as the light beings that we are, the multidimensional beings that we are, to bring through the new energies from within our planetary aspect of self, mm-hmm. through the planetary heart chakra, connecting that into our own heart field and then radiating it out through that. So that's what the activation will be, and also to receive some healing that was within the heart tree. The energy of the heart tree as well. So it's really beautiful, absolutely just heart expanding, amazing energy that I experienced connecting in with that tree. And it was a very, very physical tree present in the physical realm, in one of the power spots around Stonehenge. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was beautiful.
Well, I'm excited to do that. That's going to be expansive, it feels like. And I want to remind people that we're going to be taking some live callers. So press star 2 to raise your hand, and you can offer whatever you're guided to offer, mini healings or whatever feels appropriate for the individual. But let's talk about, I know you wanted to talk about the current landscape as we shift from 3D structures and the importance of staying centered within our sovereign field. So let's explore that a little bit. What feels significant to share on this?
What's been coming through really powerfully for me within my own personal experience, as well as through channeled messages that have been coming through since the 12/12 gateway, and also the solstice and then the equinox as well, has really been about the link between sovereignty, which has always been part of my work anyway, you know, enabling people to shift through their process of, you know, disempowerment, denying their truth, to actually reclaiming their power and standing fully in their sovereignty. And the link between sovereignty and unconditional love, and allowing yourself to be unapologetically you. And that's really what I've been channeling, is this importance and this absolute direct correlation between standing in your sovereignty and radiating within yourself and then outwardly this unconditional love. But it all starts within ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it takes some boldness right now. I mean, there's so many things changing and shifting on the planet. And I love when we all come together like this, because to claim our sovereignty and just to really own our own truth, and stay in that power no matter what's going on around us or what other people are choosing, or, you know, it's really, really important. And I know you mentioned unconditional love, and we talk about that a lot. But you've even said that it can seem selfish within the 3D realm, but it's actually intrinsically linked to unity consciousness. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. So within the 3D realm, we would see unconditional love, or somebody being completely unapologetically themselves, not compromising on their truth, not giving their power away to anyone or anything, as being quite selfish. You know, it's very self-centric. And that seems to be a complete dichotomy to unity consciousness. However, within the third dimensional constructs, most people, and I myself will hold my hand up, have been existing with codependent and dependent relationships where they viewed themselves in some way as broken or wounded or having missing parts that, you know, they're seeking to be filled through another, whether that is another person or an energy or an activity or whatever. But it's not selfish to love yourself unconditionally. It's an absolutely beautiful thing, and it's the biggest gift that we can actually give to the earth and the world and the collective consciousness right now. Mm. Because unconditional love is the very core of our being. It is who we are, ultimately. I mean, I channeled years ago now, probably about 20 years ago, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? And I kept going and I kept going until I got down to you are divine love and divine light. And that's not just what I am. That's what we all are. You know, mm-hmm. at the very core of our being, that is the energy. That is our core vibration. And so what we're doing when we allow ourselves to fully love ourselves unconditionally, to accept ourselves fully, we allow ourselves to become whole. And we allow ourselves then to completely connect into that truth of ourselves as divine love and light at our core of our being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, there's when you are radiating unconditional love, you're then giving this invisible permission slip to everybody and everything around you. And I don't just mean mankind. I don't just mean the people. I mean the flora and the fauna. Every single living consciousness on this planetary vibrational field, you're giving that permission slip for everything to connect into their own vibration of unconditional love.
I love that. All of the trees and the flowers and the plants and the birds and the butterflies and the, I mean, yes, I love that. When we bring that energy that we're giving a permission slip to our human families as well as, everything around us. And one thing that I've learned, Louise, with that whole topic of unconditional love, because it can seem kind of like, I get the concept, but how do I really embody it? And what I've learned is divine compassion is the key, for me anyway, because if I'm having waves of different emotions or experiences, so judgment doesn't come in or criticism, you know, that divine compassion, like it just bring that in and it just really settles the heart, it settles the mind and allows that love to keep flowing. When, you know, we've been taught in our culture to judge ourselves or to be so critical. And so I feel that kind of softens that to allow that flow. What about you? I mean, how do you experience the embodiment of unconditional love?
For me, it came through with a radical responsibility, you know, radical self-acceptance, and really, really fully allowing myself to be whatever I was being in that moment. And like you say, mm-hmm. with compassion, with love, with self-forgiveness, whatever you want to call it. I mean, I'm a bit funny about forgiveness because it indicates that there's somebody to blame, and there isn't, because everything is perfect. And so all aspects of everyone's journey has been perfect, and so it is bringing in that radical self-compassion. And I think actually one of the free gifts was to open yourself up to receiving divine love, compassion and gratitude. And again, gratitude as well is a big one along the journey of unconditional love. Gratitude for all the lessons and all the mm-hmm. blessings, no matter how your ego saw them at the time. I mean, I look back on my life and some of the most horrendous experiences of my life, I can now look back on with absolute gratitude because mm-hmm. it brought me to this place. It enabled me to be who I am, standing in my truth, going through those experiences, and allowing myself to free myself from all of the distortion programs that keep you tied up and close your heart down. You know, we build so many walls around our heart, but it's with the radical self-compassion, self-love, that we allow ourselves to open and dissolve those walls. And then, again, you're then allowing your heart to expand ever further and to fill more and more with your own eternal flame of divine love.
Yes. Yeah, I mentioned that in the opening, and we've been talking about that, how knowingly or unknowingly, you know, through all the things we've been through, we develop or create this shield of protection, these walls, as you say. And when we can let those down more and more, and we soften, then our heart opens, and we realize that there's nothing to be protected from. It's just, you know, the more you soften and open your heart, the less you experience that. And so I'm glad we're talking about all of this, and people are starting to write in, and they are too. So I want to take some questions from the webcast. We'll take some live callers. But before that, I know you wanted to talk about living in that unified field of connected consciousness, you know, through this open heart field, and how that can impact our everyday life. So let's talk about this in a very practical sense. Like, how can someone really start doing that? What do you say to that?
So when you start allowing yourself to be unapologetically you, when you start allowing yourself to reclaim your power, and at first that means having an awareness of where you've given your power, and again, with absolutely no judgment on any part, then you allow yourself to become whole, and you allow yourself to become unified within your own field of light. And it's then when your heart starts to open and you start to release the and dissolve the walls and the boundaries and release yourself from the cords and attachments and all of the distorted programs that were hooking your power into them through just, you know, this automatic program that's running, you become very, very conscious of where your power, where your energy, your divine essence is going. And you start to be able to discern what is your truth, and allowing yourself to, again, then step into that truth more and more. And acknowledging that not everybody is going to resonate with this higher frequency that you're stepping into, but then again, through unconditional love for self, therefore that equals unconditional love for another's journey, mm-hmm. allowing, surrendering and allowing to this process, then the boundaries, you're giving that permission slip out to everybody else to connect in with their own journey of unconditional love or not. And then the boundaries that exist around your individuated field of light can then start to dissipate. And you begin to blend in with the resonant field around you. You would start to blend in with those that are resonating at the same frequency of you. You start attracting those people to you, or you start attracting different ways of being in your life. So, for example, you might notice that your diet changes, or the way that you are changes. Your relationship might change. The job that you do might change. You know, there are very, very practical shifts that start occurring in your life. I mean, for me personally, my relationship has just ended. That's been a long-term relationship for the past 10 years. Perfectly happy, loving relationship, but we were just began to resonate on a different frequency. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he wasn't willing, ready to come on that journey with me. And so, you know, with love, we both decided, okay, this is at an end. And I've literally left that which has been my home, but knowing that actually in doing that, I stepped further into my truth, because living in a city, living around lots and lots of people is not in resonance with my truth, is not giving me that unconditional love. It's not what my heart is desiring, and being in nature is. And so it's allowed me to free myself from any of the bindings that I still had, any of the attachments that I had, from that lower perspective of love of the codependent, dependent relationship, and where I felt I needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And has freed me completely. And so that's this process of stepping into this unified field where you become one with everything, the vibration of the food, the vibration of the water that you intake, the vibration of all of the information, the energy that you intake, the vibration of all the energy that you radiate out. And that creates, that begins to create, because we're creating our reality in each moment, a different reality, a new reality that is more in alignment with the field of resonance that you're holding within your individuated field of light. Mm-hmm. And when we all start to come together and start to do this, because remember, we're radiating, you know, invisibly this permission slip to everything. And more people will be feeling this. And I know that this is the case because so many people have been telling me, you know, I just feel like, you know, this job isn't right for me anymore, or, you know, whatever it is. Then we start becoming a more unified field, and the field becomes wider. And it's I've been shown it's like a ripple effect. And I was told today on the walk when I was channeling, the branch has already fallen into the pond. You know, this is an inevitability. The branch has fallen into the pond, and we are now just experiencing, and we are the ripples going out from that branch. And that branch has been the permission slip from the divine, if you like, from the universe, for us all to shift in frequency, mm-hmm. for us all to open our heart fields and connect into this unified field of love and light as part of the all that is.
Yeah, that was beautiful. And thank you for sharing about your personal situation and really how you've honored where you're going and where you want to be. And I appreciate you sharing that. I think others can relate to that. And I would like to go ahead and read some of these questions, then we'll take some live callers, Louise.
Okay.
Maya said, what an amazing topic today. I'm curious about the tree energy, because the trees are definitely my guides and helpers in this life for some reason. What are they trying to teach me? After some events, I started having difficulty to embrace change and trust the universe. Thank you so much for any insights. Namaste and blessings. So she's curious about the tree energy and what they're trying to teach her. Any insight, Louise?
Okay. So, I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, Maya, the trees and dragons were my only friends as a child. So I have a very, very strong connection with the trees. And basically, the trees are an embodiment of the divine love and light. And so their frequency is of such a beautiful high vibration. They have so much love for you. And what they're, in particular, in your particular instance, are bringing through is this permission slip again, but it's this ability to ground in and embody your own divine light, because you don't feel safe to do that. So you have pulled your roots up, as it were. They're showing me it's a bit like you pulling your skirt up above your legs because you don't want to get your feet wet, you know, your dress wet in the water. You have pulled your field up, and you've not wanted to connect in because of the experience that has been felt. But remembering that, you know, without, look upon everything in your life that has happened without any judgment, you know, allowing yourself to look with the eyes of the observer at everything that has gone before, because there are gifts and there are blessings within each and every experience, no matter how traumatic or upsetting the ego may perceive them to be. When we allow ourselves to step back from that and open our hearts, and then, as it were, they're showing me kind of see from your heart, open your heart and let the eyes be coming from your heart center, and connect into the experiences to take the gifts and the blessings. So who are you now? What qualities are you aware of now within yourself that you hadn't been or wouldn't have been aware of had those experiences not happened? And detach from the story, detach from the aspects that trigger you, but allow yourself to be triggered and say, well, that's really interesting. Why is this triggering me? And allow yourself to go down and follow that beautiful path into the original core wounding, And release it. Bring it to the table. This is about allowing yourself to bring all aspects of yourself to the table, not judging anything as good, bad, right, wrong, and not having any hierarchy. They're showing me kind of like all aspects being equal, having an equal place, equal validity, equal voice at the table, whether we perceive them to be a higher aspect or a lower aspect, you know, kind of like a fear or a wound, or whether it's our high vibrational essence. This is what the trees are really calling you to be, to allow yourself to embody, because you cannot heal it unless you allow yourself to feel it, and you cannot feel it unless you allow yourself to be embodied.
Hmm. Beautiful. Maya, I hope that you heard that. Thank you so much for being with us and writing in. Grace from New York wrote in and said, hi, beautiful souls. In meditation once, I experienced a state of pure love with the unicorns. They transmitted this loving vibration into my body. May I ask some insights about that and how to allow more of it? Thank you so much. Blessings and love. That's from Grace. The unicorns. We love the unicorns.
I know. They're amazing. They are so, so beautiful. But again, you know, they are a representation of you. So the way that you allow more of this experience is to not see it as outside of yourself, to recognize that this is a beautiful, radiant energy. And that experience that you had was them showing you that aspect of yourself, allowing you to connect into that highest vibrational aspect that you are as a unicorn. And so you can connect with that. You have that energetic signature. You've touched it. You felt it. So you can connect in with that. It's a bit like, you know, remembering a telephone number. Well, you know, once you've got it into your phone memory, you can redial that frequency, and you can call that in. But it's really about allowing yourself to recognize that that is you. They're also saying that we're so good at doing the shadow work. We're so good at looking at the triggers and things that we see outside of ourselves that, you know, we don't like, and the qualities within ourselves we don't like. This is an aspect of light work. This is a gift. This is them saying, look at this. This is you. Feel this. Connect with this. Radiate this. Be this magical, absolutely magical, divine, radiant essence that you are. And really allow that to, when you recognize it as yourself, you're allowing it to embody within you, and you can come from that source, that place, that vibration, that frequency in everything you do. You can bring your unicornness to everything that you do.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yes, Grace. Yeah, bring that in. I love your response to that, that it's a reflection of her. It's who she is. And to dial into that, I'm sitting here as we're talking about this. I have unicorns all over. And my daughter brought me a big unicorn balloon last week. We named her Destiny. It looks like she's smiling at me right now. Okay. Anyway, moving on. Sandy from Canada. I said, yes, I totally agree 100% when you were talking about the unified field. She said, I can really feel the unified field in nature, but in the moment that I step out in my normal activities, I'm in my separate state, and that keeps me in a low vibration. Can you help me find a way to keep my unified connection, please?
Okay, so boundaries. So it seems a bit of a paradox, but to stand in our sovereignty, initially we have to know where we start and stop. And again, this has come down to the radical responsibility of what we're allowing into our field and what we're radiating out. And so in some way, shape or form, when you leave the beautiful energetic presence of nature, which again, you know, just like the trees with Maya, they are the true embodiment of their divine essence. They're not radiating their whole truth, because they would be so many more colors than they seem to be to our physical eyes, but they are radiating their true frequency, which is why we feel so centered within their presence. And so it's so much easier to connect into that aspect of ourselves within their presence. To be able to bring that in your normal everyday life, you need to know where you start and stop, and you need to start commanding sovereignty of your energetic space. Because unfortunately, you know, the majority of us do not live in the countryside. We do not live in nature. We have to go into working environments, living environments where we are interacting with people and places that are vibrating at a much, much lower frequency. Those who are completely unaware of themselves as anything other than their physical body, the roles that they play and everything that they've been taught in this lifetime that they are. So in order for you to maintain that centeredness, that connection to, you know, your clear channel, you know, people understand themselves to have the seven chakras, or maybe some people know themselves to have more chakras running through the center of their field. But in fact, it's a column of light. You are a clear and perfect channel, and you exist between your source self all the way down to the planetary self that is, you know, Mother Earth Gaia that we stand upon, mm-hmm. and the physical form that you're in. And you exist across all dimensions. So the third dimensional is your lowest vibrational aspect, and your highest vibrational aspect is the source self, the you that is the all that is. So allowing yourself to maintain that connection to, you know, through your clear and perfect channel means having, as it were, a boundary within your sovereign field and that which you're engaging in, until such time as the external frequencies rise up and meet us at our vibrational frequency that we are holding within our sovereign being.
Mm.
So for you, it's boundaries. It's you know, we only, energies can only get through if we are subconsciously, unconsciously, or consciously allowing it. So there is some way that you have an attachment, you know, a distorted program, or some way that you are energetically saying yes to these energies coming in, as it were. And so this is about you being unapologetically you. This is about you claiming sovereignty, standing in the core of your center, in the core of your field, and saying, I am.
Hmm.
And I am, you know, allowing this, this, and this. You know, I am only allowing the highest vibration energies of divine love and light to enter my field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all other energies are reflected back to their point of origin with divine love and compassion. You know, whatever it is that you feel in resonance in saying or stating, even, you know, don't have to say it out loud, you can just have that intent. But it's really for you about sorting out your boundaries. And quite often what I find is people have, because, you know, time isn't linear, all time is now, that people have wormholes connecting them into points of time and space from past or future or present alternate existences that are saying yes to allowing these energies to enter and connect and attach.
Hmm. Well, Sandy, I hope you heard that. A lot of beautiful information came through there. And Louisa, I just want to let you know, Maya wrote back in and said, wow, thank you so much for your precious insights, tears of gratitude. I'm deeply touched and grateful. Infinite blessings and gratitude to you both. Thank you, Maya. Grace wrote back in and said, oh, yes, yes, yes. I will bring them with me. How wonderful, the unicorn magic. Thank you so much for your brilliance and grace. Bless you both. Thank you, Grace. Sherry just wrote in and said, love your expression, Louise. Yes. And Debbie, thank you for writing in. She said, thank you so much for talking about unconditional love and gratitude. It's been very difficult for me. She lost her child years ago. I really do not have gratitude for his death and how he died. However, I've cultivated gratitude for what life has presented since his death. I'm grateful to have the connection with him in spirit and for the things in my life and my resilience. So thank you. I appreciate this beautiful show today. Blessings and love to you both. And right back to you, Debbie. Beautiful. Yeah, that was
beautiful. There's something that wants to come through for Debbie, okay. And it is about allowing yourself to reframe your relationship with death and how you see death. You know, when we are connected to the ego construct, ego identity construct, seeing ourselves as, you know, the physical form, the body, the roles that we play, we see death with fear. We look upon it with fear because we see that it's an infinite, a finite length of time that we're here, and then it's gone, and it's all about loss. But when we allow ourselves to reframe our relationship with death, and we come from the perspective of the eternal soul self, ourselves as multidimensional beings, as pure divine love and light, death is change. Death is just a transition from one form to another. We experience death throughout life in so many different ways, and so it is a shifting of form. It's a shifting and a transitioning. So like you say, you're connected with your beautiful child, but it's in a different way, and they're still there. All of those that transition in whatever way, shape or form they transition, we can still connect in with their energy, with their essence, and we can still communicate with them. Time and space aren't as we perceive them within the third dimensional perspective. But that when we allow ourselves to reframe our relationship with death, it becomes the most powerful ally, because change really is the only constant that exists. Energy is constantly moving and shifting.
Mm-hmm. Movement, that's all energy does. And thank you for adding that in for her. And Debbie, thank you for being with us. Melanie wrote in and said, beautiful goddesses, great energy is flowing out of this call, filled with tenderness and magic. Thank you. Yes. she said, may I ask about the dragons, please? How can I ask them to help me clear my energy or anything around me? I would be grateful for any insight because I'm feeling a connection with the dragons. Thank you from my heart and many blessings. That's Melanie.
Yeah. Oh, I love dragons. As I said, from birth, they have been with me, and they have been my friends, my allies, my playmates, and the greatest healers. Dragon energy is absolutely beautiful energy, but it's so transformation and catalytic as well. It's, they can be both powerfully transformative and catalytic in a very rapid way. They can bring on rapid change and rapid clearings and healings. And they can be a real no-nonsense, go-getter kind of a healing buddy. Or they can be absolutely the most gentle, loving, compassionate, divine beings of light and love. So if you have a connection, if you feel you have a connection, then develop that. It's like any relationship. As you build and develop and grow any new relationship, and remember, these are aspects of you. This is a higher vibrational aspect of you. It's within you. It is you. So just allowing yourself to build that relationship. So for me, I have developed the ability of clairvoyance, seeing. But as a child, I just felt their energy. I just felt their presence. I just knew that black dragon or aquamarine dragon or crystal dragon was there. We have dragons who are here to assist with the Earth's ascension, if you like, in releasing from all of the programs. And so the energy of black dragon, although it's not necessarily going to be black dragon, but I feel black dragon wants to work with you in particular to do a lot of the clearing work, will blast through. It's a no-nonsense, go-getter, right, done, gone. Blow apart these walls, absolutely disintegrate that which is blocking you or in your path. But then, after that, you will find other dragons coming in, which bring in that, because when I set an intention to do healing work, it's always done so that the integration is with the utmost ease and grace. Mm-hmm. So, I could call in Black Dragon tomorrow and he could clear without a problem anything, but we might be bowled over for a bit and we might just have a little bit of a healing crisis. But, the other dragons kind of come in as a kind of, okay, we're going to just, all that clearing work that they've just done, great, but we're just going to soothe things down. We're just going to mellow things down and bring in a really beautiful, softening, nurturing, loving, sacred container for you to integrate in. So play. I mean, the biggest thing is play, especially with the dragons. They are so playful. They are such amazing beings. But yeah, beautiful, beautiful energies to connect with. So absolutely. Just call them in. Call them in and see what happens.
Yeah. Melanie, thank you for that. And Sandy from Canada said, absolutely spot on about my boundaries. I have allowed interferences for sure. Thank you so much for your beautiful answer and support. Infinite blessings and love. Thank you, Sandy. This is a good question, or it's an interesting question. Another Sherry, Shari, said, Dolores Cannon talks about the new earth, or talked about the new earth before she passed. Some will be stuck here in the third dimension. Some will move to the fifth dimension. How do you feel about that, Louise? And also, Sherry is asking, does the vaccine play a part in who stays or who goes?
Okay, so this is...
I'm going there with you.
I have actually been channeling stuff about the current situation. So this is great. Okay. My perception of the new Earth and what I have channeled through is that when I came in and I landed into a thick, dense, sticky, oh my God, where am I? What is this place? It felt like I was walking through tar. I felt like everyone was an alien. Where was my family? I want to go home. You know, what was I thinking when I came here? This place is just horrendous. Okay. Now, from that perspective, I was a high vibrational being landing in the 3D. So with the new Earth, what is happening is that we all know that the Earth's field is raising in frequency. We can see that on the Schumann's resonance. You know, it's been, 7 to 9 hertz for eons and eons, and now it's jumping up to 100 hertz, you know, and beyond. It's spiking off the charts. So as the Earth's frequency is raising, we are going through, if you like, what is called the ascension process. And so our lowest common denominator within our energetic framework has to stay in resonance with the physical lowest vibration of the earth plane. We cannot live out of resonance to too much of a degree with the very, very lowest vibration of the earth. So how I see new earth being, it's not that it's going to be that some people are in the 3D and others are in the 5D as a kind of a complete split, and it's like two different kind of existences. What I see is that as more and more people are drawn to, and it really is a calling, you know, we feel that pull. We just, things are happening. And for some people, things happen without them having a conscious choice that they are on this path, this journey to raise their frequency. You know, it can happen through trauma. It can happen through bizarre events, near-death experiences. We are raising in frequency, and as enough of the collective raises in frequency, it's kind of going to flip what I experienced when I came in the 60s. So basically, those that are choosing not to, and no judgment, it is their choice. Those that want to remain within the comfort zone of what was within the 3D structures will then start to feel the discomfort that I felt on the opposite end of the scale. Because the base frequency of the earth, the trees, the plants, the animals, the structures, the people will have risen so that it becomes then the grit within the pearl, as it were. And it's that catalyst for change. You know, the grit creates the pearl. But for some people, they will choose, okay, no, I'm not doing this. And they will then transition and leave the earth plane. And that, again, is their choice. So for me, new earth is coming. It's an inevitability. I've been shown the branches hit the water. The ripple effect is going out. And the experience will be that as more and more people start to raise their own frequency and start to shift frequentially, vibrationally within themselves and embody more of their higher aspects of being, more of their multidimensional aspects of being within the physical, their physical will also start to shift and change so that they're in resonance with the earth plane. And those that are remaining and not wanting to come along that path will feel it. And it will be like, I don't know, the opposite of walking through treacle. They might feel very ungrounded. I don't know. But they're going to feel the discomfort that myself and many others who came in at a higher vibration felt. So that's in relation to the new earth frequencies and how it's going to be. Now, with the vaccines, what's really interesting is that I've been given is that, you know, as within, so without, as above, so below. So the external reality is a mirror to what's going on in the internal landscape. So in the internal landscape, and in particular with the Aries new moon energies in, as well, and the equinox energies that we've just experienced, we're all being asked to release the distortion, the distorted program that's automatically been running in our fields, and really shift our operating system back to its divine blueprint. So when we came into incarnation, we did not come in with our divine operating system, as it were. We came in with lots and lots of distorted programs overlaying or imprinted within it. Mm-hmm. And so the process of ascension is to clear out all those distortions and return back to our divine blueprint, our divine operating system. Now, with the vaccines, obviously, you know, they have described them, you know, Moderna, Pfizer, I think on their websites, they've basically stated that they are an operating system that's being installed in the DNA. So they're doing a mirror of what we're being called to do, but then what a lot of people are channeling is that the vaccines are actually disconnecting you from your I am presence, where the internal landscape is saying, connect more, embody your I am presence. Mm-hmm. So in terms of those people who choose to remain and choose not to ascend, if you like, or descend, if you see it as an embodying process, yes, they're probably going to choose the vaccine because the vaccine is going to disconnect them even further from their I am. And it may be that a lot of them then transition out because the choice has been made. I don't want to do this journey. I don't want to clear the distortions. I don't want to go through feeling my wounds and healing them. And that's no judgment. There's no judgment on anybody's journey. Everybody's journey is perfect. But those who are very much committed to this path will be doing the process of readjusting their operating system, but from the perspective of, I am going back to my divine blueprint. I am actually clearing out all the distortions and returning to my I am so that I can embody that. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And on the flip side, they may not be doing that consciously at all. It's just, you know, awakening is a very conscious choice. It's a very day-to-day conscious participation of embodying our light. So thank you for your insight on that. I really appreciate it. And beautifully expressed. And for all of you who've written in who are really enjoying everything that is being shared here and really enjoying you, I want to talk about, before we go into the group process that you're going to lead us through, you've created two offers where people can actually work with you personally and experience more of you and all that you have to offer. So to look at these two beautiful offerings, go to straighttalkforthesoul.com, click on our marketplace, and you'll see Louise's beautiful smiling face. Click on that, and you will see, just like I told you earlier, you have such a pretty smile. Two offers. The first one is a personal healing and guidance session with Louise, generously priced at $111, but we have the three-pay option if that helps you. This is where you can sit down with Louise for 60 minutes via Zoom, so from anywhere, and she'll really open up as that conscious channel that she is and bring in the angels, archangels, dragons, fairies, your galactic family, pure source consciousness, and really help you create some shifts where you might be stuck. So, and I'll let you add on what you'd like to in just a second, Louise. Offer B is the private session plus a three-part webinar series that has been recorded, and you can start listening to that right away. So anything you would like to share or add about these beautiful offerings, Louise?
So I am a conscious channel. I mean, I'm open now as a conscious channel, so I don't go into trance or anything like that. But what comes through during a session, I have absolutely no idea what it's going to be. So basically, my intention is that it's what is in your highest and greatest good to know, whatever messages, guidance, or healing is going to shift you to your next highest trajectory and clear away whatever blocks are currently blocking you from experiencing your truth, standing in your sovereignty. And so each session is completely and utterly unique. I mean, you can bring questions and agenda, but Source will give you exactly what you need in that moment and not necessarily what you want. So it's, you know, they are completely unique. I open up as a channel and bring through whatever guidance and healing is perfect for you in that moment. And they are incredibly powerful and incredibly transformational sessions. But it's about you then walking that path of healing and allowing the energetic work to actually play out in real time, as it were, within your physical life, your physical existence. So, you know, this is about empowering you to take responsibility for your own journey. But they are incredibly powerful. And yes, I bring through whichever guides or energies wish to connect in and participate during the sessions. And again, I don't know who that's going to be until we get into the session and get into the flow. Mm-hmm. With regards to the webinar series, this was a channeled three-part webinar series on the 12th of January 21 that was gifted to me as a powerful gateway, a portal for us to really step through that which, and this portal is within ourselves and this portal has been created by us, to really step through to our New Earth energies, our highest timelines, and release everything that is stopping us. So the first part of this is really preparing the ground and allowing us to let go of all of the energetic attachments and memory signatures, all of the polarity spectrums that are blocking us. And then again, we talk in the second session about the identity paradigms, whether we are and how much of us is in the egoic paradigm and how much of us is in the eternal self, and meeting death. And it's all about reframing our relationship and allowing death to be that powerful ally, you know, inviting it to the table, giving it a welcome seat at our table, because it's an aspect of our existence. And then the third session is allowing ourselves to pass through the gateway if we're ready to do so. And of course, these are recorded, so you have all the activations. They're all separate activations, as well as part of the two-hour audio recording of the live sessions. And the feedback that I've received from the sessions, the webinars, has been that it's been incredibly powerful and transformational for people already. Really beautiful sessions that were had.
Yeah, thank you for that. And so if you get Offer B, you will get, just to clarify, Offer B, you'll get the personal session, which is in Offer A, plus this webinar as well. So, Louise, thank you for creating these and offering them here for these beautiful people who are really connecting with you. It's so beautiful to have you here for the first time and really highlight what you have to bring through. So, beautiful. So now, my dear, I know you have a group process that you want to lead us through. So are you ready?
I am.
Do you need some water or anything before we get started?
yeah, just under sip of
water. And I want to thank all of you who've been writing in. You're really feeling this. So we appreciate all of you here in this sacred circle. And yes, I'm glancing through. A lot of you have written in, so thank you for being with us. Okay, Louise, excited about this. And I'll let you take it away.
Excellent. Okay. So I'd just like you to make yourselves comfortable in the space that you're in, sitting or lying down. And if your feet are not firmly on the ground, just allowing your awareness to connect your flow of energy, the divine essence that flows to you, through you, and from you in every moment, continuously and eternally. To connect your flow of energy deep down into the center of the earth, through the many layers and levels of the earth's energetic field, and down into the crystalline diamond heart of Gaia, and the highest vibrational timelines held within the core of Gaia. And with your consciousness and your conscious awareness, allowing any other attachments, connections, or grounding cords to detach and release from the lower vibrational timelines of the earth, those that are embedded and connected into the third dimensional lower vibrational timelines of fear, lack, pain, dissolving all attachment and connection to this consciousness held within the lower vibrations of the earth field. So that all of your energy is flowing down into the diamond heart of Gaia and the highest possible timelines, frequencies, and consciousness of divine love and divine light. Those energies that we are bringing into being as we draw the energies of New Earth into the physical plane. And once you're connected and attached to the diamond heart of Gaia, allow your awareness to return once again to your heart field, knowing that your energy is not only now grounded and connected into the divine heart of Gaia, the diamond heart, but that you are always and eternally connected to the pure source field. For you are an individuated divine spark of the all that is. And within your heart field lies the eternal flame, the etheric manifestation of your divine spark. So just allow yourself to take a few moments to connect in with this eternal flame that you are. Feel yourself as the all that is that you are. And then from this space, allow your awareness to connect into the heart tree. However this may look or feel to you. However you may see, sense, feel or know this connection to be. The heart tree being the energetic and physical representation of Gaia's heart chakra. Through the power of your intention, allow the eternal flame within your heart center to merge and connect and enter into the heart tree's energy. And allow yourself to become one. Become one with the heart tree, reconnected to Gaia's heart chakra, And some of you may acknowledge the wider inner standing of your planetary self alongside your human self. And in this process of merging with and connecting to the heart tree's energy, the heart tree that is representing Gaia's heart chakra here within the physical plane, you may have the realization that you are connecting into your wider heart chakra. As yourself, as the planetary consciousness, as the energetic frequency and vibration of yourself, as planet Earth, Mother Earth, Gaia, Tara, in all of her vibrational forms. Center fully with the heart tree, the energetic heart chakra of Gaia. Allow yourself to drop down into a chamber deep within the heart tree, where you find emerald green healing energy, the elixir of life. Allow yourself to fully connect with this life-giving essence. See, sense, feel, or just know that you are experiencing this vibration, this frequency, this healing emerald ray, as you allow yourself to connect fully with it. And then allow this energy to flow to you and through you, through all of the layers and levels of your being, through your spiritual bodies, your mental bodies, your emotional and physical bodies, feeling it opening up each of these layers and levels of your multidimensional existence. Fully expanding and activating each one of your energy centers. Healing, aligning, releasing, bringing all into balance and harmony. Healing any and all distortion. And bringing love, divine, unconditional love, to those areas and aspects of your being where it is needed the most. Bringing a deep inner healing to those areas that have felt barren and lacking in vitality. Feel this emerald ray surging through you, filling any and all gaps that you may have within your field, soothing you, pouring the frequencies of divine love into every aspect of your being, revitalizing, rejuvenating, rebalancing, and realigning you with the truth of who you are as divine love and divine light. Allow this energy to connect all the way up through your central column, through your chakra column, all the way up through your higher chakras, your higher energy centers, all the way up through to your stellar gateway, way, way above your head, all the way up through your auric field, your energetic body and beyond. Radiating this emerald healing ray, this pure ray of love, from the very heart of Gaia herself, of yourself as Gaia, all the way back to the source field that you are. From the planetary aspect of self, all the way back to your source self. And then bring your awareness back down through your central column, all the way down to your root chakra, your base deep within your pelvis, and down to your earth star chakra, embedded within the physical body of the earth, below your feet, the energy center that connects your energy body that extends far beyond your physical form with the inner layers of the physical earth plane. And with your awareness in your earth star chakra, become aware of a door, a doorway within your earth star chakra, leading downwards towards the heart of Gaia. And allow this doorway to open. And as you see the doorway opening, know that there are steps before you, leading down further into your planetary aspect of self. Allow yourself to descend the stairs, entering ever further and deeper into the Earth's energetic field, until you come across another door, a door that is locked, blocking your entrance to Gaia's heart. And in this moment, draw upon all aspects of your being to do whatever is required to open this door, whether it be opened through your intention alone or through your commitment to fully connect with the highest vibrational energies held within Gaia's heart. See, sense, feel, or know that this door is being unlocked and opened for you. Opened for you to enter fully into Gaia's heart and connect with the energies of New Earth that are held within. Hold within your field the intention to bring these energies, the patterning and light encodements of the New Earth field, through your energy field, into the physical manifestation that you currently exist within. And when the doorway is opened and the blockage within your connection is removed, allow yourself to fully connect into this new earth energy within the heart of Gaia. Allow yourself to see the landscape stretching out before you. The perfect landscape of new earth for you. Feel the new high vibrational frequencies. See, sense, or know the vibrant luminescent colours of the new earth field and rejoice. Feel the immense unconditional love held within the new earth template. Feel the joy, the bliss, flowing to you as you connect in with this energy more and more. The excitement and wonder as you allow yourself to explore these new vibrations, these new frequencies, and new light encodements held within the New Earth template. And then allow this New Earth energy to flow up through your now fully opened Earth Star Chakra. Allow this flow of divine essence to come all the way up to you and through you. Allow this energy to flow all the way up your chakra column, your central column of light, touching and imprinting upon each of your energy centers as it moves up towards your heart field. And then allow this energy to expand within your heart center. Allow the templates and blueprints that the new earth energy is bringing to be encoded within your heart field. And then radiate it out to all that you experience within the outer physical world. Opening up your heart center so that these new frequencies of divine love, joy, freedom and bliss, these new earth energies can radiate out from your heart field, touching everything and everyone that you encounter. And within your heart center, allow yourself to be the change you wish to see and bring to the physical plane. Allowing this new earth energy, these new earth frequencies of divine love, joy, bliss, freedom and unity to flow and radiate from you through every breath, every thought, every experience, and every action. And when you're ready, while still allowing the flow of these new earth energies to radiate from you from this point forth in each moment, just bring your awareness back to the energy within your heart field and your eternal flame. Bring your awareness back to the images and the feelings that you wish to see created and experienced within the New Earth template as it overlays and imprints into your external physical reality. And then allow yourself to once again become aware of your breath, flowing to you, through you and from you. Your breath, the physical representation of your eternal connection to the divine love and light that you are within the pure source field. Feeling the gentle rise and fall of your chest and stomach as you breathe in and breathe out. And as you breathe in and breathe out, just gently bringing your awareness back to your physical body in the space that it's in. Bringing movement into your fingers and your toes. And stretching out any tight or stiff muscles. And when you're ready, only when you're ready, opening your eyes and welcome back.
Louise, that was so beautiful. Rejoicing in the new earth frequencies. That was really, really beautiful. Such a pure essence that you bring through. And thank you so much.
No, it's my pleasure. I love channeling these activations. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful to feel everybody's field and to see what people are experiencing and bringing through, even when it is a collective, when I'm tuned in and connected into many rather than just one. Yeah, it's lovely.
Well, it's been a beautiful space, really beautiful space here, and sacred circle today. So I want to thank you, Louise, for everything that you brought forth and shared. Any final message for this beautiful community before we say goodbye?
Well, the message from the heart tree was all paths lead to the one path. All strands lead to and flow from the one source. So just allowing that to sit with you, just allowing that transmission, the energy of those statements to connect in with your field and let them unlock whatever it is that they are there to unlock within you. There was also a message from Helio R, an Arcturian being of light, while I was doing the work with the equinox and the heart activation. And this message was, the dam is ready to burst, allowing the waters of pure love to flow across the whole of creation throughout all dimensions. The dam is created between the fifth dimensional existence and the lower dimensions. There has been an awareness of the dam within the world and what it holds back, felt by both those that await with open hearts and those who are fearful of the perceived annihilation that the unbridled flow of pure love will bring. Both have acted upon the earth plane as a push me, pull me, opposing force. But the time for opposition is gone, and none can stop what is coming.
Well, that was beautiful. Louise, you are just such a bright light. Thank you for being here with us, my dear. And to everyone who has been with us, thank you for the gift of your time and your love and your presence. What an honor to have you with us. Please acknowledge this invitation to expand on this journey with Louise, with her beautiful offerings. Remember that you are brilliant, you are resilient, you are dearly loved, and you're not alone. Thank you for joining us on this soulful adventure today. I am sending crystalline rainbow waves of new earth grace and glory and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see all of you back here in this playground of light next time. Bye, everyone.